On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to hear about movies this morning. What is going on in Hollywood?
Well, there is not a lot happening movies-wise, to be honest. There's a couple of films in cinemas in New Zealand, a few kiddie films. Nothing that I've seen, nothing major, nothing even worth mentioning. But there is a very cool new thing happening in the world of streaming.
Oh, okay, cool.
Tonight on Disney Plus at around 9, the first Marvel Cinematic Universe TV show is being released, WandaVision.
I have seen posters for this around, but that's about as far as my knowledge of it goes.
Yeah, this is the first show set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that is coming out on Disney Plus. There were a whole bunch of TV shows that played on regular television, but they had a kind of fraught relationship with the movies.
Mm.
There wasn't a huge amount of overlap, and very rarely did characters cross over. But this is a case of two major characters from the films, Vision and the Scarlet Witch, although she's never really called that in the movies, Wanda Maximoff, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision is played by Paul Bettany. He's a robot and she's his girlfriend. They've never quite fully explained that. But
I think probably because if you start to explain it, it starts to fall apart at the seams, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's more the robot because one of the Infinity Stones is... He was formed around one of the Infinity Stones. Anyway, I got a screener link to this and got to see the first three episodes, and it's very, very cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's the first new Marvel content since 2019 because they delayed Black Widow because of the coronavirus.
Gosh.
And it's exciting because whereas The Mandalorian is great, it's a version of the kind of thing we see in Star Wars movies. WandaVision, the series, they're taking advantage of the fact that it isn't a movie and doing something creatively weird and risky with it, which is that it's presented primarily as an old sitcom.
Okay.
And the first few episodes have a Dick Van Dyke kind of I Love Lucy quality to them. They're in black and white. They're in the boxy aspect ratio. And they're playing Wanda and Vision, but they're this married couple in a idyllic neighborhood. And there's only the tiniest little acknowledgement here and there that this is not the characters as we know them. And then in the third episode, there's some slightly more acknowledgement, so then it becomes a kind of a 60s, early 70s sitcom.
Right.
And the stylistic choices here are just fantastic. The way they've replicated old sitcoms is a lot of fun. And I'm a fan of that kind of aesthetic, so it really spoke to me. They really revel in the novelty of it. Some people might sort of get a little bit impatient going, come on, when are we going to work out what's actually happening here.
Yeah.
But I was very content to wallow in the sitcom of it all, although they're clearly going down a path of explaining what's actually happening. But it's just really fun seeing this happen. And the first two episodes come out tonight on Disney Plus, and the third one, and then one per week in the subsequent weeks. As I said, I've seen the first three, and yeah, just bloody great.
This sounds really cool because I think when you explain that, I'm like, oh, that could be really gimmicky and maybe put people off. But it sounds like it's worth worthwhile just watching even in its own right. As those first three episodes, you didn't feel necessarily like a burning desire to get onto the next, but you sort of are just like, it will come when it comes. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a feeling some people are gonna get a bit antsy with the gimmick of it all, and sort of. But as I said, I loved how they reveled in the novelty, and the novelty is so well executed that it sat just fine with me, and was some great performances in there, and they give you just a little enough to let you know that they know what they're doing.
Cool.
So yeah, totally on the level of a film production value wise as The Mandalorian was, but as I said before, really exciting that they're taking some chances with it.
Awesome. Well, that's something to look forward to. WandaVision, and did you say it's out tonight?
Yeah, based on when The Mandalorian came out, I think it hits New Zealand at around 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool. It's maybe a stay-in Friday night if you feel like not like going out or anything. You could stay home and watch WandaVision. Not a bad alternative.
Yeah, it goes out on Fridays anyway.
Hey, thank you very much, Fabian. Anything else, or is that the main gist of what's going on at the moment?
Cesar. That's it.
Excellent. Hey, we'll have a lovely weekend and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Cool. Have a good one. See you later.
All right. See you then.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I've been seeing those